brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hi.
Whoa.
Hello.
Did you like that?
Very
I'm energetic.
You seem very pleased to be
I'm
here.
I'm awake now.
Good. Because this is special.
especially
what
fruity.
Kind of special?
Especially fruity.
And we're off.
Welcome, everyone. This is a suds segment where we will stay 6 feet away from anything but a good beer, to be determined in this episode.
True.
Very true.
Yeah. Joining me today at the table is good old boy Dave.
Did I do that?
You did. Good old boy Kendall.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here. I was holding off because I thought I might get my intro.
I don't want to
yeah.
You know, abuse it.
Oh, yeah. He's saving it.
Oh no, he exposed it before.
Whoa, yeah. Let's not use that word.
It's first time for everything.
Yeah, yeah, as long as he had a mask over it.
I exposed myself. Luckily, it's radio.
Thank God. Good old boy Mike.
Greetings. I am here again in spite of threats from Canadians.
There's that.
Yep.
At least
it's banned once again.
Yes. What place aren't you banned from?
Well, there's a small place in Nova Scotia. Most of Iceland is still fair
up
game.
Up for grabs?
Yeah, absolutely. They only have like 3 radio stations on the entire, you know, country. So we're not on there yet. Although I am working with a few people in Reykjavik. So.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's there compelling. No that is
there
compelling
no.
radio we're doing
yes,
right now.
Yes, there are no words. Good old boy Drew. Hi.
Hello there. And as someone who's never at a loss for words.
You want to talk? Take a walk. You want to eat? Take a seat.
What's your favorite phrase? I'll have another? Is that pretty close?
You'll have what she's having?
I'll have what she's having. Please, sir, may I have another?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I could never mind.
No, please.
Moving on.
Yes. I am good old gal Juliana for those keeping score.
Yay.
And today we are going to add to that great tradition, that great grand tradition that we call the summer of questionable decisions. Quite possibly the greatest single idea in entertainment since.
No, wait.
Exotic dancers.
Yep.
Wait, wearing bubble wrap.
Oh.
How?
Wrap that around your head.
Is that like the blurred, like, you know, in real life, you know, where they blur
lines.
Something on television? Ooh.
I saw that on a sports channel recently.
I think we may owe Marvin Gaye money now.
Think about how interactive that would be.
It's like naked zorbing.
Is that just to protect them if they fall off the stage?
In this day and age of COVID, yes.
You slide off the pole, you know?
Actually, with bubble wrap, I don't know that you're sliding much, but... Okay. Now... We have some very well-trained palates here,
Kendall,
that have been working very hard in preparation for this episode.
Just say Kendall.
The nosing kits, the tasting kits.
Yeah. Okay.
Once
he's
my
done it all.
Are very, very strong.
And then we got good old boy Dave.
What?
I'm just saying, everyone's been working. And then there's you.
I did some stuff.
You did.
Dave, do you open the can left to right or right to left?
I bite into the side of it.
Wait, that's scratchers.
Shotgun?
Well, we have a variety of beers today. all enhanced with some sort of fruit.
Mike,
is enhanced really the right word?
I was about to say, I don't know about enhanced.
And we've created...
Adulterated?
Endowed?
Endowed. Endowed with fruit. And we've created a game today, folks, called...
Name That Fruit.
But before we get into this fine, scary episode, this said segment is brought to you by...
Odoron. Hey, it's a new world out there and new rules apply. You want to be a good citizen and you want to follow the rules, but sometimes it's hard to keep the distance in social distancing. That's where Odoron comes in. This deodorant, odorant, doesn't come in traditional scents like baby powder or spring rain. Odoron comes in scents like sweaty socks, sour milk, and my favorite, hint o' vomit. Woo, that's pungent. So when you're ready to get out of the house, but you want to keep that 6-foot perimeter, wear the spray that makes them stay away. Odoron.
Questionable decisions. You know, we've all made them. At least once, twice, 100 times in our life.
20.
Yeah. I mean, good old boys Kendall and Drew came here today.
That's definitely right up there.
That is. I mean, I married good old boy Dave.
Very questionable.
Someone had to do it.
I mean, what was I thinking, you know?
The world may never know.
And then, well, there's good old boy Mike, and, well, I don't even know where to start.
I think that just says it all.
So this is the summer of questionable decisions. And just like every summer, we want fresh, fruity flavors wherever we can find them.
No.
And we found them in some beers. But how well did the brewers capture those fresh fruit off the vine flavors?
They didn't.
And how well do they work with the base beer? Okay? These are questions we need answered.
Way to screw up a high quality Pilsner.
We have some fruited beers that are out in stores right now. Let's see what our hosts think. Now, this is a blind tasting, so no one knows what beers we're tasting except me. I'll reveal each one after we discuss and rate it. Good old boy Drew, would you mind bringing us the Suds ratings for today?
It would be my pleasure. We'll be discussing and rating these beers with those Suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Hear those ratings now? Number one, that sucks. Give me anything but a dingleberry. Number two, was that a boysenberry or a poisonberry? Number three, what a relief. The snozzberries do taste like snozzberries. And number four, a banana should really not make that sound. And number five, listen to that hang time. Give me another slice of sweet cherry pie. I think that was a little Lindsey Graham-ish.
No, I am quite certain that was like East Hohenwald.
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks? Mm. I'm thinking that is like 2 blocks east of the Sonic in Hohenwald, Tennessee. So I've been there.
That's where Piggly Wiggly is, right?
Yeah, that's right. Because that's the only place where I would say the poisonberry would, probably exist.
He's been there and he's been asked to leave.
Yep, that's exactly right. The Sonic's good, though. Wow.
Well, thanks, Drew. All right, so let's get to these beers, okay? Each host is going to tell us what fruit is being used and what beer style it is. So let's see who gets it right. Why don't we just start with A?
Beer A. So we lettered these beers because we throw out number ratings, so that can get confusing.
Yes. So we're just going to do A. So everyone, grab your glass of A.
A is for apple. It's good enough for me.
I'm going to say ginger ale.
It's good enough for me.
Sort of a peachy characteristic, in my opinion, but
I'm getting a little lime.
Huh.
Okay. Kendall says lime. Do you know what style the beer is?
I was going to say lime pilsner.
Okay. Okay. Dave, you said ginger ale. So this is a ginger fruit?
I guess I'm the gamut.
I'm out of the running.
I'm going to go with a Bud Light lime.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Highly specific.
Yep. Yeah.
You drink a lot of Bud Light lime?
I've been in that canoe, man.
What is, so.
Okay, yeah, I get the lime.
Like, what do you?
Okay, and we are rating this a.
Okay.
Okay, we're rating this a big number one, folks. What do we, why do we rate this a one?
I'm getting a little cardboard, too.
Just a limey little.
The fruit is overshadowing the really crappy beer.
Well, shouldn't that improve the rating?
Well, yeah, you would think so. And is the fruit even, Kendall said lime. We all sort of like, okay, yeah, lime, but I'm peach. Could be. Dave's ginger.
Peach and some. Ginger.
You
know, yeah.
How does, if you can't nail the fruit, then yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what is the beer?
What is this beer that we have rated a one?
Let me tell.
It's lime.
One for one. Wow. Yes.
I think Mike had some inside information.
What we are talking about, ladies and gents, is Bud Light Lime, coming in at 4.2%. It is brewed with a combination of barley malt, non-malted cereal grains,
rice,
subtle hopping, and natural lime flavors.
Subtle or no hopping.
Very subtle
hopping. Natural is an unregulated term.
We use, so you're aware. All of y'all zeros.
One hop pellet per batch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.
Let me keep the score.
You know what, though? It lived up to what I thought it would be.
We will return after this brief interlude. What,
familiar to me?
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone.
No, I didn't think it was a crappy pills. I just thought it was crappy.
He didn't want to narrow it down too much.
Yeah, I didn't want to say which crappy InBev beer it was.
We are just full of the sound bites today, ladies and gents. So we're gathered here today for a special summer of questionable decisions. And we are playing the game Name That Fruit. And I'm not talking about the neighbors here.
Where did you find that clip?
Chrissy Teigen on Sesame Street.
Oh.
I mean, if, you know, we want to peel back the fourth wall, that's
cool. I just want to know which copyright lawyer would be contacting me next week. So cool.
I'm sure there'll be a few. Okay, moving on. So we have discussed our first one, which we were rudely surprised that good old boy Mike knew what it was.
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Pinky Up is a Bud Light drinker.
Mr. Bougie called the Bud Light.
Mr. I like to make fun of Alabama. Yeah, okay.
Okay, well now we're going to move on to letter B. Grab your glass of B. And tell me.
I hope it's B for better than A.
Hoppy bubblegum.
Tell me what fruit.
Fruit stripe gum.
Yeah, it is very bubblegummy.
Yeah.
Orange?
What do you smell?
Oh, no. I can't smell anything.
I can smell my coconut hand sanitizer.
Out.
Dude.
It's a citrus thing going on.
Go ahead, Mike. What is it?
Okay.
Which Bud Light is this one?
Bud Light Orange?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't think it's orange.
We should just use that as our standard answer today. Name that Bud Light fruit.
Yeah. It's a citrusy, hazy pale ale.
It's like a little hazy Sierra Nevada. I think it's called Little Hazy something.
Great Little Hazies.
Well, there's a hazy little thing, but they might have a fruity version.
They do, actually. It's in a pink can instead of the green one. I
don't like the aftertaste on this one.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, what do you guys say?
What are we going to rate this? Okay, we are rating this a big deuce.
Hey, it's twice as good as the last one.
Yeah, I don't have a good guess other than I think the style is.
I'm saying orange.
I'm saying it's a fruited IPA.
Yeah, I'm saying orange.
Fruited IPA. Fruited pale.
Fruited pale.
Kendall, what's your guess?
Yeah, I said the citrus pale ale. Citrus hazy pale.
Well,
it's just very vague citrus.
Let me just dig into my box of tricks here.
Dun, dun, dun.
The box of revealing.
So,
I got the style right.
So, this is from Collective Arts.
Wow.
And, you know, I do enjoy their can art from time to time. They're very interesting.
Because that's the measure of a true beer.
Yeah.
Isn't it, though?
Is it purdy?
And right. So, we learned on the can art show.
Yes. So, what is this one?
So, this is their pineapple vanilla IPA.
So, citrus.
Not pineapple.
Cool, but I don't.
No pineapple.
But the vanilla. Did y'all get vanilla?
No, I didn't get the vanilla.
I think maybe the interplay between the citrus and the vanilla is what made us think.
Canceled it out.
Bubblegum.
I think you pulled the wrong can there. That's what I think.
No. So they're celebrating their annual Collective Arts Fest with the Ultimate Summer IPA.
You picked a bad one.
It's loaded with delicious pineapple, creamy lactose, and sweet vanilla.
No.
To ramp up the punch of pineapple flavor and aroma, they dry hopped it with 14 grams per liter of Sultana hops, renowned for their bright pineapple character. It's an insanely refreshing IPA.
No, it's not. Yeah. I would say that description is way off base from what we had in the glass.
Could be a beaker full of death.
Yeah.
I did not get the pineapple at all.
Nope.
No. Those guys, they hit really good with some beers, but when they miss.
See, I think all that dry hopping didn't give them what they wanted. I think that's where they were getting all those citrus flavors.
Yeah,
I think that was in the hop profile for the beer. I don't think any of the fruit or that vanilla, whatever, was aspirational.
Yeah, and I'm getting a lot of like harsh hop debris almost, you know, on the palate, which is just inhibiting everything. Like if there is a lactose smoothness, I don't know that it's.
I think
there.
The lactose gave it a little body. I don't think it did much. Else for it, I don't know. I don't know. Let's see what the next beer is.
I know what you did with that.
Wow.
Everyone gets a glimpse into our home life. Okay, beer C.
Grapefruit.
Yep.
Founders Masagabe.
Ooh, that is a very good guess.
Yep.
That is a good guess.
That
Drew.
Is a really good guess.
Getting a little something vaguely tropical, like a passion fruit thing going on too.
I'm going to go with passion fruit.
I'm getting that little bit on the finish.
Yeah, it's there. It's that little extra
kind of almost overripe almost. Like right at the end. But the style, what do you think the style is?
Well, it's very light in color. And it's still got a head on it, even though it's
hazy.
Yeah.
This strikes me as a wheat beer that's been had fruit over it.
Okay.
If I had to guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, and we are going to rate this.
I
have to say, I really like Drew's guess. I keep on thinking because that is really close to this beer.
Oh, like, because he knows what this beer
Masagabe.
Is.
Well, yeah. Mike's got an inside view on everything. I mean,
apparently he does, so.
You know. No, I don't. I'm just.
He has x-ray vision.
Well, yeah. I'm thinking of all of those, you know, margarita style beers, because that's really where this is at, is in that kind of margarita, you know, beerish style kind of thing, where they're really looking for something that is lime and a hint of salt, you know, around it, and has a huge, a beer, you know, citrus, a beerita kind of thing. Yeah, for sure.
But is this, Juliana?
You know?
And Bev Beerita.
What is this?
Bud Light Rita?
Bud Light Rita.
Just to stay consistent.
You know what? I almost got a couple of those.
Let me dig into my can of tricks.
Oh, it was a box of tricks. Now it's a can of tricks.
Oh. Oh,
the Lily Coy Caparo. All right,
so that is not a super bad guess. By
I'm
a lot
glad
of people.
It's a good beer. Fruit. I'm glad passion Kendall fruit. Pronounced it. Yeah.
It's a wheat beer. It's basically their.
It's the Belgian wit.
It's the Belgian wit with passion fruit in it. Yeah,
we did pretty good there.
So
awesome on the passion fruit.
Yes. Okay, Kendall. So. For those just not quite getting it, this is from Avery Brewing Company in Boulder, Colorado. It's the Lily Coy Caparo?
Something like that.
It's a Belgian-style white ale with passion fruit and spices, and it's 5.4% ABV. Aloha.
Yeah. It's a nice little beer.
A tiki beer without being too fruity.
It's one of good old gal June's favorite beers. It's because it's the White Rascal, which is already a great beer, and then you throw the passion fruit in there, and it's just amazing.
That's exactly it.
It's perfect. Very summery.
That
very
did not summery. Suck.
Yes.
Good.
And we rated this a 3.
Yep.
Okay, let's move on to D. And D is a little different in color, isn't it?
D is for Dave. It's good enough for me. D is for Dave. He's
awesome.
Who you want to be.
Who you want to be. So we needed some interlude music, you know, thinking music.
Some thinking music?
Yeah, some Jeopardy thinking music.
Wow. Is there like a almost smoky so kind of thing going
really
on?
Really dark, almost like a red ale, you know, in the glass.
There is almost a smoky element to it.
That's odd. I was getting a little bit of orange.
This is one of my favorites. All the summer. I usually pick up a couple of 6-packs of this a year.
Bud Light.
Light orange.
Smoked orange.
Yes. I'm definitely going to go with orange as the fruit overtone here.
Maybe blood orange.
I can go with maybe a sweeter variety of orange.
Say it's not as bitter as I would expect a blood orange.
It's a deeper color, too.
Oh, my God. Seriously? Is that where you guys are at with this? Blood orange?
No. He said it.
Okay.
I was just trying to make him feel better.
I'm an idiot.
Okay. And what would we rate this beer?
Well, hold on. What do we style, though? Do you guys think it is?
I think it's just a pale ale.
Yeah. I was going to go with pale ale.
Okay. Fruited pale ale with some orange. And we rate it
Shock Top Nightmare.
Wow. Yeah.
That would be a whit.
Yeah. We're going to rate this one a 3. Tell us what it is. Tell me more. Tell me more.
It's local.
Yeah, I knew that was
local coming. AF.
Yeah.
Is this Sue from Yazoo?
I'm gonna go Sue? I'm gonna go this is a
Sly Rye Porter.
Black Abbey beer then.
No.
No.
No. Okay.
Definitely not.
Carl would not do something like this.
Carl would not do something. John would not. Ben would not do something like this.
This is a Blackstone Picnic. With strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
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 I enjoy Strawberry Picnic, but it has been a while since I've had it.
I did not get the strawberry.
I have not had that.
Oh my God. The color.
The color. The color, yes. The flavor. But...
Yeah, because there's not like there's 95 different fruits.
I was really getting orange.
So let me write that down. I am not qualified to recognize strawberry beers.
We are not fruitologists.
I know this sounds cheesy, but like this is a summer go-to for me because like to me, the strawberry, it's there. It's not overly fake.
It's a tasty little beer.
And it is a tasty little beer.
Well, and it's so uncharacteristic of a lot of the other beers that they make at Blackstone Brewery.
Sure, this isn't a hop bomb.
They don't make a lot of fruited beers, you know.
Well, they make a lot of straight styles. Yeah. Like by the guidelines.
St. Charles
beers.
Porter, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Even like Adam Bomb and stuff like that, you know, they go pretty straight.
Well, I thank them. For making this, and I hope they continue to make this every year.
Yeah, my palate is really off on this.
Totally
one.
Tripped just up by chicken. Oh,
really,
we tripped up Kendall, man. You know what? We can just stop the show right now. We tricked Kendall.
I think maybe I was I always
I'm
expect
still getting,
a beat
I'm still
of
getting
strawberry.
Citrus. Yeah,
really,
it's a very different beer.
Okay,
still not picking up the strawberry. Sorry.
Wow. Maybe it's because you're thinking of fake strawberries and this is a real strawberry.
I am staring at the label and really hunting for any strawberry in that, and I don't find it. So.
All right. Well, let's go to E.
You know, I just, you know, strawberry is a lot tartar, you know, than what this is coming across. And even the sweetness aspect of that fruit, it's not playing with what, you know, we were tasting.
It'd be interesting to know how they added their strawberry, how much. And
it does seem a tad underripe.
What? Yep. So
I would say not enough as well.
I don't think, what did we say, like, you guys thought the base style was too?
Picnic's a blonde ale.
Yeah. Which that is a great kind of style to add, especially light fruit to, because it's such an easy little.
Yeah, that it can let the fruit shine, whatever the fruit is.
It's a nice, you know, base palette to let whatever flavor you want to do right on top.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
Cool.
Moving on.
Well, so I had an update from a listener that I wanted to talk about today.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so our quest to really uncover all things, you know, ex-Amish, you know, has moved down the pike. I heard from Robert, who sent us an email from Iowa.
Hey, Robert!
Hey,
Robert!
And
send us some topless
Goliaths. Is that the corn one or the potato one?
He said that he had run into a ex-Amish lawn service, I believe, in Indiana, and sent me a photo of it. And there's actually a video of it on YouTube.
Nice.
Yeah, so
is it a guy with a mule that's pulling some, like, a lawnmower thing?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
With a scythe?
That's what I was thinking. You might have, like, a dude with a sickle or, you know, even a mule
pulling a riding mower.
Very close.
That's what
we're you're getting there, Dave. You're on the right track, buddy. Okay. So it was a picture of a horse that was pulling a buggy, and it had a hitch on it, to a wagon that had a regular gas-powered lawnmower and a weed eater in it. And then it had a picture of this kid walking around, you know.
They'll run a riding mower and a weed eater, but he won't drive a car or
truck.
That's
what I'm saying is that it's just, you know, it was almost as strange as the mattress outlet.
Yeah.
That actually, what I found really funny when I was actually doing the research on the show notes for that episode was I was like, well, I told everybody that I would put up a website of where the ex-Amish mattress warehouse is. And I'm like, well, that shouldn't be a problem. And I'm looking it up. And sure enough, I found the website, but it was an Amish mattress warehouse. And I'm like, well, who does the website for the Amish?
Do they still have is their email address like at earthlink.com?
It was still called Amish, you know, mattress outlet. That was, you know, what was so odd. So the same thing was true with this lawn service, is that it had its own website. And I'm like,
well, they are ex-Amish. I mean,
yeah, I know, but it's just, no, this was an Amish lawn service.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
So they have not been shunned.
They have not moved away from the order yet. That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was trying to get my head around the fact of that you would haul around a gas-powered.
So if you're ex-Amish, would you automatically grow a mustache just to, you know, because you never could before?
That's a really good question. That's a
good question. I'm sure
listeners
will help us out. Right. I mean, my dad grew up in an Amish, you know, community. We were not Amish.
What? Wow.
So
you're ex-Amish.
No, we were never. We're always Presbyterian, man.
Your dad is ex-Amish.
No.
Well, you said, your story's
fine. No,
this is the Bud Light Limes thing over again.
Now, my grandmother actually did teach piano at the Mennonite school. So, yeah.
Well, Mennonites are like Amish light.
Very true. Describing it. Yes, yeah. Right.
I wonder if your focus on the Amish is because you can't really make them mad because they're not listening to the radio show.
No, I'm not like picking on
him.
He's
never been banned from an Amish community.
Right? They don't know he's talking.
Yeah.
This moment of great irony and marketing. You know, that's the thing I'm trying to.
There's some Amish kid with a shortwave radio right now going, you son of a.
Amish. Yeah,
bad person.
Yeah. So listen, I will include a link to the video of, you know, the same thing that Robert sent me.
Thank you,
on
Robert.
YouTube was the Amish lawn service. I want to thank him for showing, sharing that with us. Listen, if you run into any other interesting ex-Amish or Amish marketing, I'd love to hear about it. I really just, I'm enjoying the whole, you know,
send us a story, taped to a six pack of your local craft beer.
It is, you know, I just find the whole topic just a little too fascinating. You know?
Mike is obsessed with Amish and ex-Amish.
I think he is. Yeah.
That Amish mattress warehouse, why would you not change your website? If you've gone all the way to change the sign on the road, why don't you change your website as well to go all the way and have consistent branding?
Maybe you didn't have enough money.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just, you know. It's like,
I think Mike got run over by a buggy when he was a kid.
I need to watch the rest of the kid mowing the lawn, though, because I only watched like about 2 minutes of it, and I'm like, there's got to be more here, but I couldn't watch the rest of the video. So
I got to find that after the show.
It was a little too funny. Yeah.
That's where we're at as a society. Let's watch people mow a yard.
Well, we'll be back with more in just a brief minute. Welcome back, everyone.
Expecting the high C man to jump through the wall.
That's the Kool-Aid man.
I don't think there is a high C man. High C man.
There's the Hawaiian punch kid.
There you go.
Kool-Aid man.
Hey, want a punch?
Okay.
That's the one.
That's totally what's in this. All right, beer E.
So,
ladies and gents, this is the summer of questionable decisions and
like that.
That is what we're doing. We are naming the fruit in the beer. Oh, we've gone through A through D so far. Let's talk about E.
So we were sipping E a little bit through the break there, and the first thing that jumped out at me is a pack of orange slices like that, you know, right out of the vending machine.
Candy
that's been
orange.
In there for 6.5 years.
Straight from the chemical company. Right.
It's been in your grandma's house for about 30 years.
That's the butterscotch. Come on.
Oh, those...
Werther's original.
Yeah.
I think this is a kettle sour wannabe.
I don't get any sour.
Kettle sour wannabe.
It's definitely orange. That's all I've got.
Yeah, it's some kind of orange wheat beer.
Riding on a little
wheat beer.
A little small beer.
I think that's how the haze is getting in there too. Yeah. I agree.
Really?
What did we rate this beer? I have to go here or here. Yeah. 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 Okay.
We're giving this a 1, folks.
Wow.
I drink orange juice when I want orange juice.
Yeah. And
I drink orange juice with vodka when I want.
Yeah, I'm with a wheat or a blonde ale again.
Yeah, something like
or
that.
Or a Belgian golden, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Fish into your box of magic things.
Is this a local or like crafty?
Something with zero hops.
Yeah, not at all.
Oh, I don't think it's local.
Another Bud Light lemonade. Oh my god.
It's the lemonade. What? How did it taste like orange though?
You guys are on crack because it distinctly tastes lemon to me. Like lemon, I mean.
Like country time?
No.
No, not country time lemonade. Not like tart, but the artificial. Okay, so.
Artificial country time lemonade. Yes.
Ladies, those of you that clean. Pledge with lemon.
Have I redeemed myself that I don't know what like this would lemon. Taste like?
You know, that's sexist. There's probably guys that clean.
I clean, but I do use vinegar.
Okay, I'll give you that.
And it's vodka.
Fake lemon.
Yeah.
It really comes
that's
across.
That's a good way of... This is like the really bad part of lemon pledge.
All right, I'd like to move on.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm okay
with
that.
Hopefully F is better.
Wow.
No.
F is what that last beer was. It wasn't good enough for me.
It smells weird.
And tastes weird.
It tastes like Captain Crunch.
No, that's just not.
Captain Crunch is far more pleasant.
It's, no, but like that. Like
there's cereal. There is a cereal.
That's what I'm saying.
Very much like a cereal flavor. It's got crunch berries in it.
That's what I'm saying. It tastes like crunch berries.
It's silly goose. Tricks are for kids.
It's a crunch berry.
It's like crunch berries, but the milk you used was kind of bad.
Exactly.
So, Southern Grist?
But the name of this episode is Name That Fruit.
Sorry, and I'm Southern thinking Grist. That I love you.
If I know Dave well enough, he has tried to pick like a different fruit all the way along. He's never going to double back. Like, there's not going to be like three orange or three lemons or whatever, you know?
You get like graham cracker.
It's definitely like a light cereal grain beer with a berry in it, in my mind.
Yeah, this strikes me as a pilsner.
This takes me back to my childhood. Yeah.
You drank a lot of fruit beers when you were a kid?
No.
I'm going to go, this is a pilsner with lime.
Without much of a hop characteristic?
Yeah.
I'm sticking with crunch berries. This is not crunch good. Berries.
I wanted to get some raspberry beers for Mike, but I couldn't find any.
Oh, you didn't look plenty. Close enough. Yeah, I was about to say,
This
is the house of raspberry beer. That's where I move it all.
Really?
Gosh.
This doesn't take you back to your youth?
No. This is Boone's Farm?
No, not that kind of youth.
All right, what did you guys rate it?
That was easy. That was the one thing I could tell you. That's generous.
Give it a zero?
We're giving it a one.
Wow.
And who did we make mad this time?
Well, Bud Light Tangerine.
No, but this...
I know what this beer is.
Let it go. Don't say it. No. But this is my youth when I was trying out different cereals and I liked Monsters.
Oh,
Monsters?
Frankenberry?
Yes. No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not Booberry. That was my favorite, but it's probably Frankenberry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I almost always said Blueberry.
Because what was Frankenberry? Frankenberry was strawberry.
Oh, Abita strawberry lager.
Yep.
No.
Really?
No. It's the Abita. Abita strawberry lager.
How old is that?
I hate that beer.
I like Abita strawberry.
I thought I did, but that was not good. No,
you liked it when you knew what it was when you were drinking it.
Okay, this says Best Buy 10/20/20.
Well, that's an unregulated phrase. But that was probably brewed this year. That's
all right. Let's try G.
I think that beer tastes a lot better with a little bit more Creole and some sauce and some shrimp. Yeah, that's what I think.
Maybe just a shot of vodka would help.
Yeah, just the vodka.
All right, let's talk about G.
G.
G, this is not great.
G.
G, this is kettle. Lemon juice. Excuse me, citric acid.
It's very cider-ish. Almost apple.
Yeah. Light, clear.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with apple.
Apple. Okay.
I get apple, but there's something vaguely tropical in here, too.
Yeah.
Like
not mango, but...
Papaya-ish, passion fruit-ish.
But ish?
Kendall ish. Is good at breaking down the passion fruit, so I'm going to follow Kendall and say passion fruit.
Okay. Passion fruit, apple, any other flavors?
It's like a
disappointment.
It's like 7-Up on the back end, you know, yeah, like a citrus.
Yeah, a little lemon like lime lemon. Kind of lemon. Yeah, that's a little lemony. It is
light enough to be a lemon, isn't it? It was very light, very yellow light.
All right, we've already had the enough. Bud Light lemon, so but we know it's not.
I'm gonna stick with an apple or a pear or some, you know.
Okay.
That kind of citrus.
I could see a pear. I could see a pear.
With all due respect,
Bonjo.
Remember, what I'm saying with all due
respect, that idea ain't worth a velvet painting of a whale and a dolphin getting it on.
So whale and a dolphin in velvet. Wow. Okay.
It on.
Yeah, we're rating this a 2.
I thought these beers were going to do a lot better.
Liar.
Sometimes the provenance doesn't do it justice. So this ale with pineapple and passion fruit.
Whoa, two for two.
Kendall is the man, I'm telling you.
2% ABV.
He is the passion fruit king. Yep.
It is something I pick up. It's a feeling. It's not just a flavor. Oh. I get a sensation in my mouth that it's like, boom, that's passion fruit.
There you go.
Wow.
So that's, this is their wild child.
There's a lot of ways you can go with that.
You know, I always know with my bull meter is pegging. That was
Kendall.
It.
No, Kendall, right, Kendall feels the passion in his mouth, everybody.
Let's listen to this, okay? Yeah. So meet the wild child, our tropical troublemaker with effervescent intentions. This ale pairs bright pineapple with apple and tart passion fruit in a sensual carimbo. Make the getaway, destination unknown, set off into sparkling skies. Let's get out of here. The possibilities, the thrill, the adventure. Wowee.
Get it next week at your grocery store.
Zipline, boss. Zipline.
Rheingeist. Wowee.
Huh.
Interesting.
So it is a little cidery.
Yeah. Rheingeist, man, I'm telling you, they started off a few years ago, and every beer I had was just amazing.
They were killing it.
And then they got into cider, and then they were just kind of bouncing back and forth, and now they're putting carrot juice in beer and just all this ridiculous stuff. And I'm like, you guys need to step it back a little bit.
Well, we're doing really well locally. You know, I just came back from there a couple weeks ago and ran into a lot of people that are just – you know, rabid fans, you know, of Rheingeist. And they've expanded their distribution quite a bit. I think they're in, I want to say, 6 states now. Might be a little bit more than
that.
The
beers they make that I like, I love them. I mean, they're outstanding.
I still run into people that, you know, that diehard stander of truth, you know, really.
Great beer.
Drank one last
night. Yeah, I mean, it really captures a lot of people's, you know, attention. All right.
Next.
Okay.
This color is very interesting, very pretty.
K is for cookie.
It's H, dude.
Very copper.
It's H, not K.
Mike, you're a little off, bud.
Oh, God.
You're on the wrong beer.
I need to watch some more Sesame Street. This is sour. Wow.
Okay.
Pucker
we're
up, baby.
On H, not
you're
K.
You're on the wrong beer.
Oh, good. I'm sorry. Grandpa.
I'm sorry.
Come on, Papa. Get on the right beer. So this is definitely an IPA.
Okay. Yep. You get some hops on here, don't you?
Yeah, and it's like old school IPA. You got that caramel flavor going on.
This is like West Coast IPA.
I don't get a lot of fruit. Like, I would just say this is a fruit that I'm
West Coast
drinking.
Without being super skunky.
But do you like this, though?
Yeah.
I like this beer. It's
decent beer.
Yeah.
I'm going to go West Coast with, wow.
Snails?
No.
Puppy dog tails?
No. My first inclination was like a pineapple, but that's not it.
Nope.
It's citrus.
It is.
No.
What are we rating this? Yep. 3. Good. Cool.
Somebody throw out a fruit. And I'm not talking about Mike.
I was going to say lemongrass, but that's not.
No.
Yeah.
Ruby red grapefruit.
You know, you're not as far off as you might think.
Some sort of berry.
That's very far off. I think I know what this is. That's why I'm saying it.
This is a 7.4% ABV juicy IPA.
Wow.
Pirates love citrus fruits almost as much as they love blood. Did you know that?
Blood orange.
If the phrase "you are what you eat" is true, then pirates eat blood oranges. Yeah,
I am not a huge fan of blood oranges.
So blood orange, not blood red grapefruit.
Yeah. They added bits of real blood orange to every beer.
Fair enough.
You know it's good.
Is this
I do love
heavy seas?
Monday night.
No?
This is Monday Atlanta. Night.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know they were
Monday
into pirates
night from
too.
Interesting. Blind pirate Yar. Blood orange Yar. IPA.
So is this West Coast styled IPA? Did we get the style?
We got IPA. I mean,
yeah.
It just says ale brewed with blood
very
oranges.
Very West Coast IPA.
Yeah, it does feel that way, doesn't it?
I think the blood orange is what's making it seem so West Coast hoppy.
You think that's because it's bringing that burnt sugar thing? You know, kind of around.
It's giving it the color, and a lot of times the color is what pulls you towards calling it a West Coast.
but I do
red food coloring and white wine.
But I do think there's a generous hop bitterness there as well.
Remind me what we rated this?
A three.
Three.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
Big beer too. It's 7.4. It right? Wow.
Yeah.
It's only marginally more bitter than one of my favorite blood orange beers.
That beer Bloody Show suck.
From Lord. Against the Grain, and that's a lager.
Yeah.
So
let's go to I.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I is a very distinctive color.
Oh yeah. Oh
God.
Cherry juice.
Cranberry. Very
distinctive color.
Crack-a-lack-a. Man. Woo!
That is tart.
Yeah. Cranberry, not cherry.
Cranberry.
It's good. I like the way it finishes.
Is it?
They're all smacking our
super
lips.
Super dry. Yeah. Tart.
Yes.
Yep. This is a kettle sour.
Beautiful color.
I like this a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
No.
I don't know that I think it's a kettle sour.
I think it might just be the cranberry juice.
Yeah.
Because it's a little more nuanced than a kettle sour. You know, it's like
it's zero hops.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. This could have
so you have to go down that.
There's no hops, yeah.
Yeah, you have to go down that.
I was going to say that. I don't know if it spent time in wood, but I think it definitely has got some bugs in it.
This is a four. This is gorgeous.
Really?
Really? Mike's like, really? I have to like one?
Okay, but I like it because there's a complexity to it.
Agreed.
Yes.
But there's so much flavor, but it's still like, it's still kind of light.
It's one of the tartest of all berries.
Sure. Maybe. I don't know. What do you think, right?
Don't get bogged down.
Oh, it's not a cranberry.
Really? Raspberry?
No, it's not even raspberry. It's not even a snozzberry.
Don't start singing the blues, Mike.
This is a wild saison. 10% ABV, wild saison ale, brewed with both Belgian and wild yeast before being aged in oak for 14 months.
Really?
It was then conditioned on 8,000 pounds of whole blueberries.
Really?
Wow. For 4 months.
Oh, so I see what's going on here. Is that
Boulevard?
God love Boulevard.
So it's a fruited sour beer. So that's what fantastic. Is going on.
I don't get a lot of oak, but I get the wild yeast in it. Well,
I think the oak is what's giving us that tannic.
So what were we batting like there out of the 9 beers or so that we went through?
Maybe 50-50.
So that's what I'd say. Yeah.
Generous.
Yeah.
We were good on the passion fruit. We caught the passion fruit
thanks
really
to
well.
Kendall.
Thanks to Kendall.
Yeah. Interesting flight.
It was a fun one.
Yeah, it was. Wow. Now, just for reference, take a super quick sip of Jay. Super quick.
Don't like it.
Sure.
It's very sweet.
Oh,
that is sweet. Bud Light Orange.
That is really nasty.
That's a one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even said orange. It's just, yeah.
And then the last one?
Nah, it's all right.
Oh.
Oh, so tart.
Yeah, but it's good. That one is the Westbrook Key Lime Goza.
I don't like key lime.
A good, decent amount of flavor for 4%. Yeah. So that is going to do it for us today. Aren't you glad you joined us with this special episode? You can always find us where you found this episode, as well as radio, satellite, online at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and nearly any place you listen to a podcast. The easiest way to find this show on your phone is to ask Alexa, Siri, or Google, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
We love your feedback, and you can reach us online at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com.
Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram every day at @sipsudsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news.
Please take the time to rate this episode if you're listening online.
5-star.
Good boy, Dave. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Good boy, Kendall.
It was a pleasure being here.
Please tell us about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Good old boy, Mike.
Hey, come back. Join us once again. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy, Drew.
This decision was questionable.
Very questionable.
Join us for more questionable
and honorable decisions at a place near you.
More Bud Light in my life.
Oh, whatever. This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.